أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفعه، ومن قلب لا يخشعه، ومن عين لا تدمعه، ومن نفس لا تشبعه، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كله فاجعلنا من الحامدين. اللهم لك الشكر كله فاجعلنا من الشاكرين. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الهدى والرضا واليقين. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل التوكل على ذاتك يا أكرم الأكرمين. يا الله، يا فتاح، يا رزاق، يا وهاب، يا صاحب الفضل العظيم، يا صاحب الجود والكرم والإحسان، عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله، فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان. أعشنا لك وبك وإليك، وتوفنا بك وإليك، وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا. بلا إله إلا الله محمدا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات، وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات، وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات، وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات، وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تفتح بها علينا أبواب رحمتك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظنا بما حفظت به الذكر، وانصرنا بما نصرت به الرسل، وأيدنا بنصرك الذي لا يهزم أبدا. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية. اللهم ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية. اللهم ارزقنا البركة والنور والحكمة والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، ولكل من أعاننا على كل عمل من أعمال الخير يا رب العالمين. وبارك فينا، وبارك علينا، وبارك فيما أعطيتنا، واجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا، واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض بفضلك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Today we continue the journey of today we can, tomorrow we cannot. And today we're going to address some issues, and this issue can be related to us, and this issue related to us will always be related to us. We are in the beginning of Sha'ban. May Allah give us the barakah and blessing of Sha'ban. أن بلغنا وغننا رمضان إن شاء الله وليلة القدر. And something came in my heart today, I want to share it with you, because I have a lot in my heart, and hopefully إن شاء الله Allah will allow me to share it with you. In Surah Al-Isra, Surah Al-Isra in Surah Makkiya, meaning revealed in Mecca. And the name of Surah Al-Isra is about the journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Jerusalem and from Jerusalem to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Sidrat al-Muntaha to when he meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But like Quran, Quran is amazing. Chapter of Isra containing only 2-3 verse about Isra. That's it. But the whole chapter is advice, command, a very strong talk from Allah to us. And I'm grabbing just some of the advice I consider today a very crucial to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talked about Isra and Mi'raj, just, and even no Mi'raj, just Isra in one verse. That's it. And later on, he talked about another verse in Surah about it is a sign, a fitna, because a lot of people rejected Islam after Isra. It was a big fitna. But after that, right away, Allah started talking about Musa. By the way, Surah Al-Isra, one verse about Isra, and right away Allah talk about Musa alayhi salam, and Nuh alayhi salam. And right away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talk about Bani Israel, and He talk about, I give you the ability, I guide you, I support you. If you come to me, I will come to you. If you obey me, I will come and support you. If not, my torture is severe. Warning. Allah give us some idea about what happened. And in here, in Surah Makkiyah, you have to understand how Allah talk. He give you stories. He give you snapshot from different nation in different time with different messenger, prophet. And after that, He give you advice. Now for me, the story is a reminder. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants what? He wants me to know, your story is not different than them. Because the habit of Allah always the same. Sunnah of Allah is the same. The way Allah deals with mankind is the same. When you look at the creation of Allah is the same. And when you look to all the system around you is the same. You live, whatever, you die and finished. But this journey is a hidden wisdom between us and Allah. Nobody knows it except Allah. And the lucky one in this life, the one who grab and grasp the maximum amount of wisdom from Allah, according to his obedience and belonging and slavery to Allah. And because we are going now closer to the time of Ramadan, which is what? Ramadan, the month, has been Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about him is the month of Quran. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran in the month of Ramadan. By this way, the most significant about Ramadan is Quran. What is Quran? Guidance, rahmah, mercy, wisdom, cure of our chest, light, criterion. By this way, the ultimate mercy Allah descended on earth is what? Quran. And let's see what Allah said about Quran. Inna hadha al-Quran, Allah He said, Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwa. This Quran, He guide you to the best. To the best straight path. ويبشر المؤمنين. And a glad tidings for the believer. الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. Those who believe, they will get a glad tidings from Allah and they have a huge reward. And after that, and those who disbelieve, we prepare for them severe torture. And after that, right away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give message to mankind. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَيَدْعُوا الْإِنسَانَ بِالْشَرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. And mankind, he's so desperate of a situation. He feel weak about a hardship. And what happened? And if Allah give him goodness, he make a lot of dua. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. And mankind is really in a hurry. Mankind, he's not having patience. And we talked about it before. Yes, Allah said, we are impatient people. We are عَجُولًا. We are in a hurry. But if we follow Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and teach us how patience is very important, and patience, like I said before, is the sub quality coming from iman. You have iman, you have patience. You have no iman, you have no patience. Because patience with Allah, patience for Allah, patient toward Allah. You have iman, you have patience. You have no iman, you have no patience. Patience is a quality of the believer. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took us about the moon and the star and how everything is calculated in a certain way. And this is why today also we have a collision between scholars. Some scholars said, Allah said in Surah Al-Rahman, and in here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the moon and sun with a complete timing. And because today we have the satellite, and the satellite is above the moon. By this way, the satellite can see where is the moon moving, and they send a signal to the earth. By this way, we know the movement of the moon exactly, according to the calculation. This calculation is not our calculation. The calculation of the moon, which is the calculation of Allah. The scholar take that and they said, okay, Allah said, He created the moon and the sun and the star with a particular calculation. If we take it, there's nothing wrong with that. The another group of scholars said, excuse me, we have to see it. And this is the deceiving or the main problem between different groups of thought of scholars. Some scholars said, okay, for example, NASA announced or satellite announced the moon is coming at such and such time. The another group said, excuse me, I cannot see it. By this way, the knowledge said, he's coming. The eye said, I cannot see it. Some people take the knowledge, some people said, I won't see it. Okay? I'm not a scholar now, I'm not a big mufti, I'm just telling you the roots of where the division coming from. And I believe we should mix between the knowledge and the sunnah. The knowledge, yes, we respect it. But the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW said, look, sumu liru'yati. Fast when you see it. And breakfast when you see it. And if it's ghummah, if it's darkness, if it's cloudy, and you cannot see it, continue 30 days. Why? Because the Arabic months, believe it or not, originally is 29, is not 30. This is just a piece of knowledge to know. And just make dua to our scholar and learned person to get united to Allah and fear Allah for our division, because they are the generator of division in earth. If they fear Allah, they united to each other and they drop the difference of fiqh for the benefit of the ummah. And is our job to do that. Instead of following each one of them blindly, no. We make dua for the whole ummah to be united under umbrella of one unity of understanding. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right away, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرُهُ فِي عَنُقِهِ. And every man, son of mankind, we put in his neck his book. Hold tight in his neck. And in the Day of Judgment we said, read your book. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You are sufficient enough evidence against yourself. This has a beautiful explanation. I'm not going to go through it now because it can take days. Allah give you your book. You're destined. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the trial. The trial of life. And in the Day of Judgment, He said to you, read your book. You said, Allah, is written. You give it to me. Allah said, what about your action? Your action is evidence to you or against you. You did it. This according to what? Your soul. Your humble and humility. Your guidance. And this, if you really reach a certain level of iman, you will understand it. The whole life about humble and humility. That's it. You're rich, you're poor. You have hardship, you have an ease. Humble yourself to Allah. This is the whole message in Islam. The more you humble yourself, the more you're closer to Allah, you have no problem. Even if you are a sinner. Because even if you are a sinner, you believe in Allah, you will have no despair. You ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive me. Allah forgive you. You have no quality. You have no good manner. You have nothing. Call Allah, Allah will give you. You have a lot of quality. You have a lot of money. You have a lot of knowledge. You are super duper, whatever. Make dua to Allah. Humble yourself and thank Allah for the quality He give you, because you do not own it. And don't be arrogant over others. If you ask me today, I really want to scream with every voice I have in my life. I said, enough arrogant. Arrogant will kill you. Arrogant will kill you. You will never go anywhere with arrogant. Never. In this life or in the hereafter. Quality, guidance, goodness, support, elevation, you name it, from what? Humble and humility yourself to Allah. Stop arrogant. If you are a mu'min, you do zikr, you remember Allah, you beg Allah, you ask Allah for support all the time, and every condition happen, you ask Allah, oh Allah, give me the wisdom, give me basira, open for me, guide me, give me the light. And if you are arrogant, you use your mind, or use your emotion, and before you know it, shaitan will be your master. He's your teacher, he's your companion. And now you are the enemy of Allah. وَلَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Do you know something? Right now even, you cannot listen unless you are humble. You cannot benefit unless you are humble. We will come to that. مَنْ اِهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever been guided, he will not be guided except to himself. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. And whoever stray, he only stray to himself. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us the constitution of Allah. He will never torture a nation or a group unless they get the message. He will never snatch guidance from you unless he give it to you. He give you the knowledge, he give you the guidance, he give you the light. You respect it, you're going up. You're acting arrogant and you not respect the knowledge of Allah, Allah snatched it from you. And now you try to get it back, it will be very difficult. Very difficult. And even sometime Allah can close the door. Unless you humble yourself to Allah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 18 and 19 and 20 and 21, He give us a very important point, which today the majority of Muslim and non-Muslim deny it. Man kana yuridu al-ajila, whoever want dunya. Allah call it in here not dunya. Allah call it ajila. What is ajila? The early one. Allah call it the early one. Whoever wants the early one, we will make it for him. And we will give him everything he wants. And after that, we will give him Jahannam. We will give him the hellfire. And he will go inside and he will be disgraced. Look how Allah is very clear and very precise. Whoever wants the early state, what is the early state? Dunya. And the enjoyment of dunya. You want it, you get it. And you have nothing in the hereafter. And right away is the following verse. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. And whoever wants the hereafter. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. And he walked toward it. In here in Arabic, وَسَعَى سَعْيَهَا, meaning he walked steadfast. Steadfast walking. Meaning he make a concrete steps. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. You see? He makes steps with Iman. Can you make steps without Iman? No. But actually, you make steps with Iman. فَأُولَئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Those who do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do what? He will thank them for their own effort. Look how Allah do. He give us guidance, He give us ability, and He thank us for what we do. After that, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kalla, kullan namuddu ha'ula'u wa ha'ula'u. Look, we will give those, we will give those. Those who want dunya, we give them. Those who want akhirah, we give them. Everything from the rewarding of Allah. وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْضُورًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not stingy. Allah is not calculating. Allah give. Allah give. This is why people take it from me. You want quality? Generosity. You want lack of quality? Stingy. Quality will never come without generosity. Lack of quality always mixed with what? Stingy. And you will never develop iman with stingy. You will never develop iman with arrogant. Arrogant and stingy, it kill you. Humble and humility and generosity, it elevate you. Now, under, look, how we choose some above some. Look, how we choose some above some. We elevate some above some. But, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا. But the stage of Akhirah is higher. Because today we look, who has more houses? Who has more beauty? Who has more money? Who has more status? Allah said, no. Don't look to the difference between us, each other today. Don't look to what you have and you do not have. Look to the level of your Jannah in the hereafter. This is the one. I'm just focused about certain point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, He said something about Quran. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا وَمَا يَزِدَهُمْ إِلَّا نَفُورًا. We give you everything in Quran. And the people who disbelieve and deny, Quran will not increase them except running away more. More stubborn. The more you tell them Quran said, they run away. Why I said this particular verse? Because today we're looking for another knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you everything in Quran. Everything you want in Quran. Your base is Quran. You have a base of Quran, you have everything. You do not have the base of Quran, you cannot have anything. We remember many times you hear from me about tasbih, tasbih, tasbih. Look at this verse in here. Verse 44. تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعَ وَالْأَرْضِ. The seven sky and seven heaven and seven earth make tasbih. وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ. And everything in the creation of Allah do tasbih. وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ. Nothing of his own creation except make tasbih and hamd. Tasbih, praise, and hamd, thank and show gratitude. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. All this creation who do tasbih, but you do not comprehend it. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. Allah is Haleem. Allah is Ghafoor. What is Haleem? Haleem is what? Haleem is compassion, soft. Ghafoora, the forgiveness. Why? Allah, He knows. He knows us, we do not get it. But He wants to give you the message, but with peace and tranquility. وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ. And when you read Quran, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. And when you read Quran, we create unseen veil between you and those who do not believe in Akhirah. They cannot comprehend it. That's why if you ask me today, even us as a Muslim, we comprehend Quran according to the belief of Akhirah. Your vision of Quran according to the belief of Akhirah. What happens if you believe in Akhirah is weak? Your comprehension of Quran cannot come. And even if you hear somebody like me, you cannot get it. Why? Allah said, we created unseen veils between you and the Quran. You cannot see it. Meaning you cannot hear Quran. You cannot comprehend it. How many call Muslim today? You go talk to them and say, Quran said, excuse me. And they cannot hear. They cannot comprehend it. Why? Arrogance and stubbornness against even Allah's word. What happened? You will not benefit. Finished. Veil. And this is why in many places in the Quran, whoever Allah veil, nobody can take the veil away. If I feel I'm veiled, what I should do? Anybody know? You come humble yourself to Allah and beg Him. You beg Him to take the veil away. He will take it. But if you're acting with arrogance, why He will take it? He will increase your veil. وَلَعَيْزُ بِاللَّهِ. Is this not a strong topic in here? How many times I talk about it? I'm really scared. I'm scared for myself, I'm scared for you. Because I see the majority of us is running so fast toward arrogance instead of running toward humble and humility. And again, too much. We're thinking too much. And we're thinking we are so intelligent. May Allah save us. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً. And again, we create shell around their heart. أَنْ يَفْقَهُ. They cannot comprehend it. وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا. And Allah filled their ear with melted wax. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنَ وَحْدُهُ. And if you call Allah only, وَلُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا. They go away. Today even in masajid and many people, you talk about Allah only, they say, excuse me, talk about Allah, talk about something else. We become so mentally to the point we cannot believe in Allah. We have to philosophize everything. We have to make everything like too much philosophy and we're happy about it. This is the work of shaitan. Instead of listening to the word of Allah and humble our heart and soul and oh Allah, please let me know. Oh Allah, give me, guide me. Give me wisdom. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَسْتَمَعُونَ بِهِ. We know what they're hearing. Believe it or not, this verse is supposed to be for kuffar. But today I can implement it with us. Because the majority of us cannot get it. We read Quran, we do this, but we cannot get the word of Allah. We acting like the kuffar before Islam. Look, نَحْنُ أَعْلَمْ بِمَا يَسْتَمَعُونَ بِهِ. We know what they're hearing. For example, I go to halaqa, I listen to Quran, and after that I keep going here and there. What do you want? Allah is hearing you. Do you need 10-15 scholar? Do you need 10-15 speaker? Do you need what you need? After the word of Allah, what you need? Allah said, I know what you're hearing. إِذْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِذْ هُمْ نَجْوَى. They do not listen to you, really listen to you. They listen to you, but their heart is veiled. They cannot hear you. Do you think one of this meeting is not enough for all of us? Or our heart become like rocks, is not moving. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And after that, the rest is explanation about this quality is the quality of kuffar, is not the quality of the believer. The quality of the people who deny Allah. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave messages to the believer, what He wants from them. Read it. But how many of us read Quran with a heart? How many of us read Quran with a meaning? And we said to ourselves, we're coming to Ramadan. How many of us have been in Ramadan before? From the time you reach puberty until now, how many times you heard Quran? How many times you've been in halaqat? How many verse has been inculcated in your heart and live it? this constitution, this Allah constitution. Imagine if you remember so and so and so and so and you cannot remember what Allah said. And this why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 56, what he said, قُلْ اِدْعُوا الَّذِينَ تَزَعِمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ. Call the people you think you need them from Allah. فَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ كَشْفَ الضُّرَّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا تَحْوِيلًا. They cannot alleviate any hardship from you. They cannot alleviate the calamity. They cannot alleviate nothing from you. وَلَا تَحْوِيلًا. And they cannot move it. And this is what's happening to the ummah, individual and collective, young and old. We're seeking other to support us. We're begging other to support us. What it means? Deep inside, full of shirk. We have a deep shirk inside. What else do you want? Like I said it before, the association inside our heart with Allah is like insect eating the core of the tree, the trunk of the tree. The tree is hollow. And when the storm has come, the tree falls down. Pew! Why? It's hollow. It's not real. It looks so big and strong, but it's hollow. Similar to our heart. Our heart has no iman. And when a situation rises, we cannot take it. And we're acting up. Why? Our heart is empty, full of shirk. Wal'ayyadhu billah. And after that, when you read Surah Al-Isra, something amazing. After every major advice, Allah warned us about what? Shirk. Allah command us to seek His help only. And after that, when you go to verse 62 and 63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you again the scenario it happened between him and shaitan. Four times, Allah give you as a scenario from different sentence, from different perspective. When shaitan tell him, oh Allah, if you give me the ability and give me the time until the day of judgment, I will get them. And I will take them to Jahannam with me. Right, what Allah said, go. Whoever follow you, all of you will have Jahannam. And call whoever you want with your sound, with the decoration of dunya, and join them with the money and the kids and the bounty and promise them. And after that Allah said, وَمَا يَعِدَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. And shaitan do not promise you except fake, illusion. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the power. He said, go, share with them themselves, their money, their kids. What it mean? Now you are possessed with shaitan. If you belong to Allah, you belong to Allah. Right away, you remember last week when we talk about the two quality of people, of mankind, shaitan cannot come near them. Again in here, Allah emphasized it. Verse 65, Surah Al-Isra. Inna ibadi, my servant, laysa laka alayhim sultan. My servant, you cannot touch them. You cannot touch them. Wa katha bi rabbika wakeela. And sufficient to you, your Lord, is your wakeel. By this way, if I'm complaining about shaitan, why? I'm not abd. I'm praying, not praying, I have halaqat, I listen to sheikh, I've been here. You're not abd. You are abd, you belong to Allah, you're doing zikr, your heart is content, you have all this quality of a mu'min. You're not abd, meaning right away, if I'm not abdul Allah, what it meaning? Abdul shaitan. And now I'm complaining about helicopter. My heart is not calm. My life is a mess. Why? Because I never surrender to Allah. One sheikh, when I was young, he said something amazing. Amazing. I never heard it from any shaykh. He said, Allah has constitution. It worked perfectly. If you cannot obey a human being, how you can obey a leader? And if you cannot obey a leader, how you obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And if you cannot obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how you obey Allah? Do you see how it works? By this way, when a husband or a wife or a daughter or son or a brother or sister or somebody, we cannot obey each other. What it means? The problem is very high. Because the mu'min, one of his qualities is easy to obey. And the kafir and munafiq and hypocrite, you cannot obey. It's always uptight. Please, people, ask yourself who you are. Don't blame nobody in here. This is very straight. Quran between you and Allah. One to one. Family is not included. Husband is not included. Wife is not included. You cannot blame nobody. You cannot blame nobody. Allah talk to you direct. You are Abdullah. Allah your wakil. Finished. You cannot do that, something wrong in your heart. Finished. Why? You're not abd. Why? You're not a slave. Why? You're so arrogant. Why? You do not like Allah. It's just a talk, fake. When the time comes, you not obey Allah. Because obeying Allah, He will come very soon. When Allah gives us the example of the people in the sea, in a boat, with a huge wave, biggest storm, nobody for them. They beg Allah, purely 100% a mu'min. And when Allah saved them and they go to the shore, Allah said they will be a mushrik again. It's happening to us all the time, every day. Every day. We have a calamity, we have a hardship. When we're stuck, we said, Ya Allah, 100%. Once Allah clean us and cleanse us, give us elevation, we go back to our shirk. Allah called it shirk. Allah did not call it sins, shirk, association with Allah. Again, very simple. One verse after that, right away, verse 67. 67, Surah Al-Isra. وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ. And if a calamity happened to you in the sea, who you call except Allah? And when He saves you, you will become rebellious and arrogant, and you become a kafura. You become a disbeliever of Allah. And after that, again, Allah He emphasized this message. And He emphasized, what happened if He come and repeat it again for you? What are you going to do? Meaning, if the calamity come again, what are you going to do now? Who are you going to call? And after that, verse 72. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى. Whoever blind in this life, فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. Whoever in this life is blind, in the hereafter he will be more blind. And this is the most disgraced way. And after that, even to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, if we do not hold your tight, you almost will go a little bit away from the message. This from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a companion? No, this also for us, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What happened if we stray or deviate from the message? Allah said, if Allah do not hold tight in your heart, you would be stray. We go back to the basic again. What it mean? We have to hold tight to Allah all the time. You deviate little bit from Allah, boom, you're going to slide. You try to come back, sometimes it's very difficult. And after that, again, a very beautiful message I love so much, because today we love to play a game with Allah, astaghfirullah al-azim, and you cannot do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 77, He said, سُنَّةَ مَنْ قَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنْ رَسُولِنَا وَلَا تَجِلْ لِسُنَّتْنَا تَحْوِيلًا. This is the way Allah did it always with all the messenger and prophet before you. And you will not find any change. What it mean? Meaning my life, my condition will be according to what Allah said. Don't ever say, oh, I'm in America, I'm in Europe, I'm in... No, excuse me, you're on earth. And earth belongs to Allah. Any condition happen, look to yourself. Don't look to the condition. Look to the owner of condition, don't look to the condition. How many times I said that? And how many people can hold tight and believing in Allah? This Allah. After that, you can read the rest of the verses. Again, a lot of advice from Allah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a companion meaning to us. وَنُنَزِّلْ مِنْ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. And this Quran also is, I reveal and I descended in Quran a cure from diseases. And mercy to the believer. Again, mercy to believer, not anybody. وَلَا يَزِدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. And the people who do zulm, this will not increase them except what? خَسَارًا. What is خَسَارًا? A loser. The people who listen and disobey, this will not increase them except خَسَارًا. They will be a loser. And again, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضْ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. And if mankind, I give him quality, I give him goodness, what he will do? He will get away. And وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَأُوسًا قَنُوتًا. And if Allah give you a calamity, what will happen to you? You become despair. You become despair. And not only that, you become a kafir. A kafir with Allah, wal'a'izu billah. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us another advice. قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلْ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ. Everyone, do whatever you want. فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا. Allah know who are in the right path. وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And what knowledge you have is very little, very little. وَلَقَدْ صَرَفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. I explain to you, to mankind, in Quran, all the example. Meaning what? Any condition, any situation you have, Allah give you example for it in here. How many of us, every situation we have, we go and we said, what Quran said? This is a mu'min. If you are a mu'min, you said, what Quran said? What Quran want? What Allah want from me? How Allah want me to behave now? Now I'm a mu'min. And after that, what Allah said? فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسَ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. And the majority of people, what they do? They deny. And what Allah said? The majority, they deny and become a kafir. Can I tell you something? How you claim you are a Muslim, and when a condition come, you deny. This is what Allah said. Aba. Aba meaning, excuse me. No, I can't. You see? And you deny what Allah tell you. Imagine, you deny the advice of Allah. You deny to listen. You deny to accept it with ease. You deny to follow up. Do you know at this moment what you are? You are a kafir. Allah did not say you are a Muslim, He said you are a kafir. What about salah? What about fasting? What about taraweeh? What's the value of taraweeh and fasting and all if I'm living 23 hours a kafir? Is the 1 hour supposed to make me a mu'min or 1 hour supposed to make me a kafir? We do not get it today. We do not get it. We do not get it. We're so stuck. So blind, so arrogant, so stubborn, full of shayateen, to the point we be so blind, we cannot see. May Allah save us. And after that, Allah again, He will give us the story of Musa again, and again, many things about Musa and Bani Israel. And in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ended up, قُلْ اُدْعُوا اللَّهِ أَوْ اُدْعُوا الرَّحْمَانِ. Call Allah, or call Ar-Rahman. أَيَّانَ مَا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Whoever you call Him, He has the beautiful name. وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ وَلَا تُخَافِتْ بِهَا وَابْتَغِي بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. You can read it by yourself, meaning what? Praise Allah and embrace Islam and believe in Allah and do takbirat. But today we do not understand what is takbirat. It's not Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Like one sheikh when I was young, he said something so beautiful. He said, do you want to know who you are in this earth and what Allah will do with you? See how much Allahu Akbar in your heart. The more you elevate Allahu Akbar in your heart, the more Allah elevates you. And the more you do not respect Allahu Akbar in your heart, Allah disgraces you. Today we say it with our tongue, but when a condition comes, is no Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar from my nafs, Allahu Akbar from my arrogance, Allahu Akbar from whatever condition, Allahu Akbar from what make me fear, Allahu Akbar from what make me love. What it mean? Allahu Akbar from every love or every fear or every dunya above Allah. This is Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar from every calamity or every hardship. Allahu Akbar from every dunya I have. Allahu Akbar from every closed door. Because Allah has the keys. Allah has the power. And when you look to Quran, the way Allah put it together, after Surah Al-Isra and وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا, right away Surah Al-Kahf. And again, those who really study Quran, they can tell you, when Quran composed as a reading, every message finished in one chapter, you find the completion in another chapter. Now you read Surah Al-Kahf. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Look at this. Alhamdulillah. By this way, the one surah end up, وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. When you finish it, Alhamdulillah. Allah wanted to thank Him. الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ الْكِتَابِ. The one who revealed the book over her servant, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَوَجًا, and has no any deviation. And again, Allah will emphasize what is the book all about, what is the revelation all about. And we're supposed to read Surah Al-Kahf every week to get the messages. And Surah Al-Kahf, again, what's the name of it? Kahf, cave. But the whole surah talk about the Day of Judgment, about death, about what Allah did. But the talk about the people of the cave is 7-8 verses. Finished. Why? Allah gives an example of the people of the cave. Just example. Just example. These are young people who believe in Allah, immigrate for Sabilillah, seek the rahmah of Allah, Allah save them. Allah give them karama, Allah gives them miracle. Why? Because they believe in Allah. What it mean to me? Just to read it? Young people, is not older people, and people from big family, people with status. They left everything for Sabilillah. What Allah did? Allah يَنْشُرْ لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِكَ. Allah, He surrender His mercy over them. He shower them with His mercy. He surrounding them with His mercy. What else you want? And even one scholar said, he said, Allah mentions the dog with them just as a blessing for them. Just because the dog was a companion of them, he gets blessing too. Because with them, and a scholar takes this a story and tell you about the importance of companionship. Just because the dog was belong to a friend of good people, Allah saved the dog with them. he became a blessing dog. Why? Because he was a company of a blessing people. Why Allah gives him blessing? Because their iman and yaqeen of Allah. Is the message changed? No, same. And again, when you read it slowly, what is the message? Excuse me, where are you? Look to the people of the cave. What I done with them? They were young people. Meaning you have no complaint. Don't tell me I'm young, my parents, and this is not exist in Quran. Any excuses according to us today is not exist in Quran. Allah wants you only. He wants your heart. He wants your belief. He wants your conviction. I have too many things in my heart and my mind. I do not know what to say. You see? Again, the same verse has been repeated again, but in a different way. Verse 54, Surah Al-Kahf. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. Again, we give you example of everything in Quran. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. And mankind is most likely to argue. You see, he's a kafir, jahula, ajula, and in here, jadala. Allah emphasized a message. I am sending you in this Quran all the messages. I send you all the example, all the example. Give me one example in your life will not be fit in Quran. If you said so, you are a kafir. Because Allah said, all the example of life inside here. وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قَبْلَ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلَ. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what makes the people do not believe? إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى. After they get guidance, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ, and they ask Allah for forgiveness. You see in here, if you ask Allah for guidance, if you ask Allah for forgiveness, you get guidance. But if you're arrogant like shaitan, you do not seek guidance, you do not ask Allah for forgiveness. What I did? Excuse me. What do you want me to do? I'm fine. Okay, be fine. Shaitan. Because the mu'min always, I'm the wrong one. I'm the mistake one. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Open for me. He will open for you. But if you want to be the son and a student, big student of shaitan, go ahead. Be arrogant and stubborn. And let the shaitan help you in this life or hereafter. Because after that, Allah promised, whoever get the guidance and do not seek forgiveness of Allah. And Allah said, okay, what are you waiting for? Accept my torture. Some scholar when I was young said, what torture more than blindness? What torture more than blindness after guidance? This is the ultimate torture. To Allah guide you, give you the knowledge, make you blind, and make you straight. This is the ultimate. May Allah save us. Because I see a lot of us today like that. We're so rebellious, so arrogant, we do not want to humble ourselves to Allah. And if you want to continue, you can continue. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes the same thing. Why they do not listen? They have wax in the heart, in the ear. The heart is veiled, the eyes is veiled, they cannot see, they cannot comprehend. Why? Arrogance and stubbornness. Can I say, okay, this is me, shaitan. There's no way out, shaitan. What Allah wants from you? Seek guidance, forgiveness, meaning what? Humble and humility, like Adam alayhi salam. We talked about it before. And again, again and again, Allah emphasized, Allah will not destroy any nation or any individual unless he get the guidance. And again, he gives you the story of Musa alayhi salam. And he gives you the story of Musa, he gives you the story of the Khidr, he gives you the principle of seeking knowledge. Which one of the first one is what? Humble and humility to the teacher. And obedience, which today the majority of people cannot do. Cannot do. We're so arrogant to have some basic humble and obedience. the first prerequisite of seeking knowledge, humble and humility to the knowledge and to whom you seek knowledge from. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the story between Musa alayhi salam and Al-Khidr. And here, I'm just snapping shots, different messages. And again, when you read the ending of Surah Al-Kahf, it what? قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشْرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I'm just a person like you. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ إِنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Is revealed to me, your Lord is one ilah. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. Whoever want to meet his Lord, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Do good deed. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Don't have association with your slavery to Allah, anybody. Believe me, honest to Allah, the majority of ummah in deep shirk. Deep, not a small shirk. And this why, when a time even to waswasa of shaitan, we cannot get it. Because you're not a abd. You're not a abd. You are a mushrik. If you are a abd, shaitan will not get you this much. No way. No way. I believe in Allah. I do not believe in nobody. I believe in Allah. You get whisper? Yes. Can you kill it? Sure. Can you let it go? Sure. Can you develop quality? Sure. If you are abd. But if you're not abd, you're not going anywhere. Is this not scary? What Allah want? He want me to do like Adam. Make sajda. Beg Allah. Meaning what? Prostrate. Tawadu. Humble and humility. And ask Allah, beg him, give me Allah ubudiyya. And you have to show him the ubudiyya with action, not with arrogance and stubbornness. Imagine I want from you some big gift and I cannot obey you. What kind of arrogance is that? What kind of stupidity and arrogance is that? I'm coming to you to give me a big gift and I cannot be humble to you? And we talked about it before. The main constitution of happiness in this life and hereafter is located in the end of Surah, almost close to the end of Surah Taha. The constitution of happiness and success. I'm jumping because I want to mix the message. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam, go with Eve, with all mankind and shaitan, بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ. Both of you will be enemy to each other. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى. Whoever receive my guidance, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Whoever obey and receive my guidance, فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. He will never be stray, and he will never have agony and hardship. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. And whoever deny my remembering, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ. He will have severe hardship life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And he will be coming in the day of judgment blind. He says, Rabbi, how you bring me in this akhira a'ma? And I was with vision. What Allah said? He said, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. Do you remember? I send you my guidance. You deny it. You deny it and you play game. And you do not receive it. Meaning you become blind over my guidance. I make you blind. فَنَسِيْتَهَا. And you forget it. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. And today I will forget you. If you study the tafsir of this verse, you scare. If you have a doubt of iman. Do you know what it meaning if Allah forget you in the day of judgment? Meaning you will be tutshar in the day of judgment. And tutshar after the day of judgment in Jahannam. Because if Allah forget you, what it mean? Finished. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي مَنْ أَسْرَفَ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ. Today, we will take care about those who do israf. What israf in here? Meaning the denial. And walam yu'min bi ayat rabbi. And he did not believe in the ayat of his Lord. Wala adhabu al-akhirah ashadd wa abqa. And the torture of the day of judgment is severely and for a long time. And after that again, Allah will give us the message of the people before us. He said, did you not walk in earth and see what happened to all the nations before you? Look at their houses. This is a sign for those who have iman. Ulinnuha, the people belong to Allah. Fasbir ala ma yaqulun. Be patient of what they say. Wasabbih bihamdi rabbika qabla tulu' ash-shams wa qabla ghurubiha. Do you see now again what the command from Allah to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, don't worry about what they say. Do tasbih day and night. And thank your Lord. And in the end of night, وَلَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. Maybe you will be content. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَتَّعْنَ بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْهُمْ. And don't look to what I give other people. Different wife and different quality and different happiness. This is زَهْرَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This is the flower of this dunya. لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ is a fitna. وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And the provision of your Lord to you is better and abqa. What is that? The guidance. Whereas if I'm a mu'min, do I look at you and compare what you have and do not have? Or I thank Allah for my iman and guidance is better for me and abqa. Because the guidance and the thanks of Allah is abqa. Is good for me in this life, good for me in the grave, good for me in the hereafter. But my money, my wife, what does you do to me? لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. Maybe you'll be content. Quran is very precise. Very precise. And this word supposed to be to whom? To Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any message like that to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is for us. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ رَزُقُهُ. Command your family with salah and be patient. And don't worry about provision. We provide to you. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Look at now the ending. قُلْ كُلٌّ مُتَرَبِّصٌ فَتَرَبَّصُوا. Everybody's waiting. Let them be waiting. فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ أَصْحَابِ الصِّرَاطِ السَّوِيِّ وَمَنْ اهْتَدَى. You will know whom in the right path and whom gain guidance. Look at Quran. We're coming closer to the month of Quran. But how much Quran we have? Or like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, we as a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of us died and we do not have except a few surah in our heart. But we follow Quran completely. And a time coming, you will have the whole Quran, but you're not following anything from it. Today, exactly like the end of time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said, you will decorate the Quran, but you will not learn from it anything. You will bury your dead, and you will not gain wisdom from it. You will decorate your masajid and you will build it, but you will leave it. All the sign is here, but what left? Where is my heart? Believe me, today this message is not for many people. It's not for many people. Because in the end of time, it will not be too many believers. Really believer? Not too many. The lucky one who said, oh Allah, make me one and hold tight in my belief and increase my belief and give me istiqama in my belief. And this belief has to be above yourself, your money, your status, your family, and everybody. You will be trial, sure, to Allah check your iman. Which one is higher? Your iman is higher or dunya status is higher? Your dunya status will be up and down to Allah check you out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and give us a steadfast in the time of calamity and make it easy for us. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to talk about Dajjal and the sign of the Day of Judgment, Rasulullah gave advice to the companion. He said, nothing in the end of time better than asking Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa al-afiyah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa al-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-tamma fi al-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. And you increase of la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet. بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. But don't recite with your tongue, recite with your heart. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. If you said it right once, wallahi, it will burn all your helicopter, all the nonsense. But if you say it and you still have helicopter, you have no لا إله إلا الله. أستغفر الله العظيم. You have a long way to go. Really, developing la ilaha illallah is not easy. But today one of the arrogant and the work of shaitan, he make you believe you super duper and make you decorate from yourself from outside and you hollow inside. And this is why when you are with yourself, exactly like Allah said about the hypocrite, when they are alone, okay, what do? They go to their own shayateen, go to Surah Al-Baqarah. They said, we are with you. We are shayateen like you. And when you are the believer, and other people, they said, oh, we are like you. This is a sign of what? The kuffar and hypocrite. Ask yourself who you are. How many face you have? How many mouths you have? How many heart you have? If you are a mu'min, you have one face, one heart, one soul, one character, one manner, all the time. And if you are a hypocrite, you are a liar, you are a deceiver to yourself and other, you are among the kuffar and mushrikeen, you will have many faces, many heart, many image, many personality. And again, I remind myself and you, when you're alone, what you're doing, what you're watching, who you're talking to, what you're talking about, who you remember, who you talk to. If you are a mu'min, you talk to Allah. You remember Allah. You remember the message. You try to do a good deed. And even if you cannot read or anything, you remember. You remember the message of Allah. Like right now, I'm talking to you and all of a sudden, I remember. Today, we are Jum'ah. We're supposed to read Surah Al-Kahf as a sunnah. And also recommended by pious people and good people. Read Surah Yaseen over the dead people and to descend the rahmah over us and to remember the message. What is the message of Surah Yaseen? Surah Yaseen, the main message of the name of the chapter, Alu Yaseen. What is Al Yaseen? A man. His name Habib al-Najjar. A man, a man. He's not a prophet. He's not a messenger. He's nobody. But Allah elevate him so much because he willing to say the truth, stand for the truth, even when they kill him. And when he was planning to kill him, what he said? He said, I believe in my Lord. And I believe in his promises. And what happened? When they kill him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so angry, he sent Jibreel alayhi salam. What he did? He just make sayha. He did one scream. He killed the whole village because he torture and killing one man. One man was so beloved to Allah. So beloved to Allah. Allah destroyed all his enemies after he died. What it mean? Success is not your action. Success is not your action. Success is your heart, is your iman, is your belief, is your the reality of your iman and yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is your success. You can die, no big deal. You can be tortured, no big deal. You can be in jail, no big deal. Anything can happen to you, it's not a big deal. But if you have iman, this is the one. By success is not according to what you're doing outside. Success is what you have inside. Do we read the Quran? Do we read Surah Yasin? Did we read the translation? Do we comprehend it? Do we read with comprehending? The month of Quran is coming. We know it. The month of Taraweeh. I challenge a lot of people. If you coming from Quran, give me one verse. It hit your heart and you live in it. One. You call yourself a Muslim. Go to Ramadan. Listen to Quran for 1 month. And no one verse to hit you. No one verse to change your life. No one verse you remember in your heart. One. I'm not asking you for a chapter. One verse. One message. One wisdom. How you claim you are a Muslim. Believe in Allah. And you want Ramadan. And you want Quran. And you're standing blind. You're standing veiled. You're satisfying yourself and shaitan. And you call yourself, I finish Ramadan. If I go to Ramadan and no one verse hit me, I'm in big trouble. Meaning I'm worship shaitan. I'm not worship Allah. You tell me I cannot hear Quran? Meaning my heart is so veiled? I cannot comprehend even one verse? Even if I cannot comprehend it, even if I do not read Arabic, wallahi I meet people, all of a sudden they cry. And they said, I have to look for this verse. Something hit me. I feel a message coming to me. Do you know why? Because you want the message. You want guidance. Because Taraweeh is not for, you know, just a routine Taraweeh. No. Taraweeh is supposed to give you raha, to give you tuma'nina and tranquility between you and Allah. You seek Allah rahmah. You seek the comprehending of the Quran. You seek the knowledge of Allah. It's not the number. Is a belonging of Allah. You want a belonging, you get it. You want beautiful recitation, you get it. You want 20 rak'ah super duper fast, martial art style, like many people do, you get it. What do you want? You want just enjoy it, you get it. But if you want the rahmah of Allah, you want guidance, you want the communication, you want the closeness, you want the cure, Allah will give you intention. Go back to intention, what you want. Why you choose this particular place? Why you choose this particular reciter? Or we are so sick to the point even we forget we are sick and we do not know we are sick. This is crazy. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Today we are alive, tomorrow we dead. Today we can seek, tomorrow we cannot. Today you can ask Allah for forgiveness, tomorrow you cannot. Today you can make tawbah, tomorrow you cannot. Today you can try, tomorrow you cannot. And the lucky one who try. May Allah make me and make you among the sincere people, the honest people, the humble people, the people of tawadu, the people of huda, the people of yaqeen, the people of rida, the people of contentment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart to seek His rahmah and guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a seeker of the rahmah and light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. O Allah, look at us and don't be angry at us. And look at us and be pleased with us. O Allah, lift the veil from our heart. Lift the veil from our eyes. lift the veil and wax from our ear and give us the humble and humility. Make us, Ya Allah, forgive you the way you want it, and make us, Ya Allah, among the people of Tawbah. Make us the people of, Ya Allah, to seek your guidance, and O Allah, make us mukhlasin, make us mukhlasin, make us, Ya Allah, from the sincere and truthfulness one, Ya Allah. O Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Allah, Ya Hamid, Ya Shakur. Allahumma inna nas'alaka al-afwa al-afiyah wal-mu'afata al-tammah fi al-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Wabarik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Fi al-alamin innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ya barru ya rahim, ya hannanu ya mannan, يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا علي يا عظيم، يا نور السماوات والأرضين، باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم، وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها، وباسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجب. اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اهدنا واجبرنا وعافنا واعف عنا وارحمنا واغفر لنا واكرمنا ولا تهنا، اعزنا ولا تذلنا، كن معنا ولا تكن علينا، انصر بنا ولا تنصر علينا، امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا، اعزنا بالاسلام واعز الاسلام بنا، واعز الاسلام والمسلمين، واعل بحق كلمه الحق والدين، واملا قلوبنا بحبك وحب حبيبك المصطفى وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك. يا أرحم الراحمين، ويا أكرم الأكرمين، ويا علي يا عظيم، ويا نور السماوات والأرضين، يا ودود يا ودود يا ودود، يا حنان يا منان، يا وكيل يا ولي، يا فتاح يا الله، يا مهيمن، افتح علينا سحائب رحمتك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين. عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله، فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان. اللهم بارك، اللهم بارك، اللهم بارك. اللهم ضع البركة والنور والقبول والحكمة والبصيرة فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من المقبولين، واجعلنا من المباركين، واجعلنا من أهل الهدى والرضا واليقين، واجعلنا من أهل النور والحكمة والبصيرة، وافتح علينا فتحا مبينا، وبارك فينا وبارك علينا، وبارك في إخواننا في الله وأخواتنا في الله، وكل من يعيننا على كل عمل من أعمال الخير، وأزواجنا وأولادنا وأهلينا، وكل من سألنا الدعاء، وكل من لهم حق علينا من الأحياء والأموات، بفضلك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. وأفوض أمري إلى الله، إن الله بصير بالعباد. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.